Vitamin D, sometimes known as the sunshine vitamin, may help protect people against the risk of heart attacks. Vitamin D is one of the nutrients we all need. We get it through exposure to sunlight and through diet. Without enough vitamin D, we are at risk for rickets, osteoporosis, and bone fractures. Now, researchers have found that vitamin D deficiency is also associated with increased risk for cardiovascular disease. J. Brent Muehlstein, a cardiologist at the Intermountain Medical Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, looked at vitamin D levels in a group of 41,000 patients who visited the medical center for various health problems.
We found a significant association with future heart attacks and strokes and death in the patients who were low compared to the ones that were not low in that first blood test.
About two-thirds of the patients had low levels of vitamin D. One group took vitamin D supplements to get up to normal levels. The other group did not. After a year, Muehlstein tested both groups again for vitamin D.
What we found is, although they all started out low, the ones who had vitamin D that was normalized at the follow-up vitamin D test were found to have significantly less cardiovascular events than the ones that were not normalized.
The numbers were striking. In the group of patients that took supplements to bring their vitamin D up to normal levels, there was about a 30% decreased risk of cardiovascular disease. Muehlstein says these data show that not getting enough vitamin D affects more than just bone strength.
Now we have data that says that it's also associated with significant cardiovascular risk, and that it appears that if you treat it, you can significantly reduce your cardiovascular risk as well.
Although Muehlstein says a large-scale randomized clinical trial is needed to confirm his results, he thinks physicians should start recommending vitamin D supplements to patients with low levels of the vitamin. He expects that would lower their risk of cardiovascular disease. Muehlstein's findings were presented on March 15th at the annual meeting of the American College of Cardiology in Atlanta. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Philip Gratzer.